Hello and welcome to this episode of the EMS Authors podcast series brought to you by Jones and Bartlett Learning. My name is Bill Kimball. What follows is the recorded interview with Benjamin Lawner while at the Exhibit Hall of EMS Today 2012 in Baltimore, Maryland. Benjamin Lawner is a physician, a paramedic, and a fellow of the American Academy of Emergency Medicine. He is an assistant professor at the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. He is also the Deputy Medical Director of the Baltimore City Fire Department and the medical director of the EMT program at the Community College of Baltimore County.
Thanks for joining us today, Ben.
You are absolutely welcome. My pleasure, Bill.
Can you introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure. My name is Ben Lawner. I'm an emergency medicine physician at the University of Maryland School of Medicine and also a paramedic. Work locally here with Baltimore City, one of their deputy medical directors, and I'm involved in a variety of EMS educational programs here locally in the Maryland area.
Can you tell us about ECG cases?
I sure can. So this is a book that was born out of necessity. As you know, EMS systems all over the place are adopting 12 leads. They're basically taking ownership of them and transmitting them to area hospitals. So I think this book fills a pretty good educational void. It was designed to give paramedics, even actually some EMTs out there that are doing this, nurses, other professionals, some real-time experience with EKG cases. So the goal of this book is to present 12 leads in a clinical context. So you have a patient, you have a situation, and then you have sort of a rhythm strip or a 12 lead. And there's also explanations and appendices in the back of the book. So it's designed as a tool to kind of help providers solidify their 12 lead EKG knowledge.
Great, thank you. Can you tell us why you decided to write the book?
So yes, I think it's 12 leads are a very difficult subject. I mean, I look at 12 leads every day and I'm still sometimes confused. Hopefully I won't be taken negatively when we look at the book, confused in a good way, or perhaps I should say humbled by the wide variety of EKG changes. And I think it's difficult for paramedic programs, especially if you have varying degrees of experience, to be comfortable. So this book sort of fills that education void, if you will, where they can paramedics are interested in learning more, expanding their knowledge base, can read from a real-life sort of clinical situation, apply their own experience, and sort of hone their skills with 12-lead EKG interpretation. I think a really important aspect of this book is it focuses on very key, important aspects of the 12-lead, namely identification of infarction and other potentially bad diagnoses that paramedics, EMTs, and other providers should get a clue about or should be clued into when looking at an EKG.
And can you tell us a little bit about the team you worked with on this book?
Sure. So we are basically, I'm still out in the field now. I think it's very important to actually write it from a field provider's perspective. I think you can get any of these doctors in here, for example, and they have good clinical context. But we wanted to make sure that this book was written from the perspective of the field provider. So one of my colleagues, Chris Tuzo, is a Montgomery County paramedic, also a nurse, EMS educator like myself. Also, I sort of lassoed Dr. Alma Matu, who's sort of the EKG maven in the emergency medicine world. And he's basically helping us with editing the book. So you've got a team that encompasses people who are doing pre-hospital care actively, who are doing pre-hospital education, and who are also teaching this on a national level. So I think the book sort of encompasses all sort of perspectives from the 12-lead EKG interpretation.
Excellent. Can you talk about the work you do at the University of Maryland Medical Center?
I am. I think I write a lot of work notes and prescriptions for pain medicines. I'm an emergency medicine physician. I work there full-time. I think implicit in that job is also teaching residents, and certainly I'm the person who does a lot of the EMS education. So it is certainly teaching residents, providing clinical care, and there's also a lot of outreach. University of Maryland is an urban, busy inner-city Baltimore emergency department. We also interface with a lot of other departments. So my work is certainly fun, unpredictable, but I think a true benefit of that is I get to interface with pre-hospital providers on a daily basis. I really feel strongly about breaking down that wall between, you know, the pre-hospital provider and the emergency department.
Why did you decide to work with Jones and Bartlett Learning on ECG cases?
That's actually an easy one. So I think Jones and Bartlett, from the outset, was really interested in getting out a product that was responsive to the paramedics' needs. So I think their feedback from them was very much what they could do to put the book out there faster, to get a handle on what the products were that paramedics needed. I think also Jones and Bartlett does a variety of other pre-hospital textbooks, so it's sort of a logical transition. I think they've been very receptive, and the feedback's almost immediate. So I've really enjoyed that, and they seem to be very interested in looking at things from an EMS provider's perspective, and they really let the the author team sort of steer the direction of the book, and that's been much appreciated.
Well, thanks again for joining us today, Ben.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Well, that concludes this episode of the EMS Authors Podcast series. You've been listening to the previously recorded interview with Benjamin Lawner, which occurred at EMS Today 2012 in Baltimore, Maryland. To learn more about ECG cases or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/ECG cases. That's go.jblearning.com/ECG cases. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.